So the Gemara says, Amalei Zedaktim, but listen, Hani Mili, when do we say this Svara, that if you take somebody else's Eved and work with him, you do not have to pay him for the work that he does for you? Heichat Le'masik Be'zuzi. That's only if the person does not owe you any money, when you're not the Malva. But Mar you, Kivon De'masik Be'zuzi, since you lent them money, you're the Malva. So if you're going to go and take their Eved, Mechsek Ribis. It looks like the reason why you're working with the Revid is Bateras Ribbis, like you're taking reward now for the fact that he's using your Revid. To Yom Rav Yesabam Yumi, Yom Rav Nachman, Rafa Pishamru, even though it was said, Rafa Pishamru, Hadar Bechotzer Chaverish Lemi Daitoi, if somebody lives in his friend's Chotzer without asking him, and it's all Alas Leschar, you do not have to pay him back the rent, like we learned before, that Zenen of Zele Chotzer was Potter. But in the case of Halveyu, if you're the Malva, that you lent him money, Fitar Bechatzeroi, and you want to go and live in that Deloivis house, Tzorach Lavas Leschar, you have to pay him rent, because if not, it looks like Ribbis. Here also, even though if you take somebody else's evidence and work with him, you're Potter, but since you're the Malva, it looks like Ribbis, it should be also. Or Malais, he answered back, true, Hadri B, I have Chazer, I retract what I did, like you're right, the Chorot's also to do this. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaya, Abaya says, Haiman the Masik Zuzi Drabise, Pechavrei, that again, Ruvain the Malva lent money to Shimon, and he gave it to Man Ribis, that he has to pay him back an extra Zuz worth of Chitim. Now the case is, the Ka'azli Chita Abog Yurabizuzi, like 4, let's say, pounds of wheat is worth a Zuz, Bishuk in the marketplace. So really, the Ribis was, you have to pay me back 4 pounds. Now, when the loiver went to pay back the ribbis, he paid back 5 pounds of wheat for the zuz that he owes him. So it comes out that the loiver paid back a little bit more than he was supposed to about the ribbis. Now, the locher is, when later they go to Bezdin, and like we paskin, like Reb Leza, that ribbis kitzutz is yoytze b'dayonim, when Bezdin takes it away from the malvim, we only take away 4 pounds of wheat from the malva to give back to the loiva. Because that's really what the chi of ribbis was. Iduch, the loiva paid 5 pounds, gave him an extra pound. Iduch, uzle yudu komus agabei. So Pshat this time the labor wanted to make it easy and cheap for the Malva, so the extra pound he gave him is like a matana. That's not a chelik of the ribbis, therefore we do not take it away from the Malva. However, Rav Amar Rav says no. Chamisha mafkina minei. We take away 5 pounds from the Malva. Why? Because the Mikora Bateris Ribis Sos Liyode. At the beginning it came Bateris Ribis. Like the labor paid up these 5 pounds Bateris Ribis. Like even though the labor paid an extra pound, but he paid it Bateras Ribis. Therefore now Bezdin takes away all 5 pounds from the Malva to give back to the labor. Then the Gemara says, the Yom Rabbi Abai also says, that Haiman Damaski Abo Zuzi, the Ribisa Bechavri, if somebody, some Malva, has the right to collect 4 Zuz of Ribis from the labor, and now when the loiver pays back the ribbis, he pays back a coat. He gives him back a coat instead. And we'll soon see the Dvor brings down one shot that the coat is only worth these 4 zuz. Now, later when Bezdin goes to take away the ribbis from the malva, our boy mafkinimenei, the malva has a right to say, I'll pay you back $4, and that's all. But the Bezdin does not have a right to take away the coat from the Malva. Like if the Malva now wants to keep it, the Malva has the right to keep it. Because that was not the chayv of Ribis. The chayv was the labor was supposed to pay him $4. That the labor went ahead and gave him a coat, that's his own deal. So that the Malva has the right to keep. However, Rav Amar Rav says no. Gleima mafkina minei, we take away the coat from the labor. From the Malva. My time, what's the reason? The kihechi de lemer, the people should not say, kalima de michse vikoi, kalima de revisahu. This coat that this Malva is putting on and wearing is a coat of ribbis. Therefore, it's not nice that the Malva should keep it. Therefore, we take it away from the Malva. And on this, the Ritva is like, why did the Gemara have to say this reason for? Why didn't the Gemara say the same reason we said before? That it was all given to Teres ribbis. And the Ritva says, here the pshat is that the glima was only worth $4. So the pshat is, it was given, but there was $4, that's all.
So now it's a chiddush then. So why could you take away the glima? The glima is only worth $4. So the Malbish have right to say, listen, you gave me the Torah's ribis. The chayv was only $4. It's only worth $4. I'll pay back the money. How come Bezdin has a right to take away the glima from the Malva? On this, the Gemara says a new swara, because it's not nice that the Malva should be wearing, taking off this coat of ribis. Omar Rabbi says, Hayman demasi treisa zuze derabisa bichavri. Again, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon's supposed to pay back ribis. So Shimon owes him $12 of ribis. Now the yoga lechotzer. Now instead of Reuven paying back the ribis, the $12 to Shimon, is yoga lechotzer. He rented him. He let him use his chotzer. The miskara biasara. Really, all it is to pay is just a $10 rent. But the ugre nale betraisa. The malva accepted to use that chotzer for the $12 worth of the ribis. So it comes out that the malva used the chotzer. And for him it was worth like $12, he accepted it for the ribis. And therefore he doesn't have to pay the rent of the $10, but he accepted it for $12. So Moore says that Kimav Kinemenei, when Bezdin goes now to take away this ribis from the Malva, Teresa Mavkinemenei, we take away $12 from the Malva. Because when the Malva lived in the Chotzer, to him it was worth $12. But Omale Ravacha Midifta Ravina. But Vilemale, why can't the Malva complain back and say, Kiyag Rahochi, when did I take like the rent for $12 to have become Mishtashli, when I was gaining on the deal? So instead of making you pay me another $2, I said, okay, I'll consider this rent as if it's worth $12. But after the Mishtashli, but now that I'm not keeping the money, I have to give you back the money, Kidiagri Kuliamu, Tiagarna. I have a right to say I only took $10 from you. To rent that property is only worth really $10. So that's all I should have to pay you back. Why are you taking away $12 from me? So Morris says, no, Mishum Diomale, because we said back to the Malva, Savarta Vikibalta, you accepted it. Like you knew when you took this rent, when you were renting the house, like you knew that really the Leiva owes you $12. And you accepted now to rent, to live in this house, $12 worth. So it's stated like you received $12 of ribis. Therefore now when Bezdin takes it away from you, Bezdin takes away $12 of ribis. All right, we'll stop here. We are holding the Samech Hei Yomer Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Marbim al haschar v'yein marbim al amecher. You're allowed to add money onto schar when you're renting out your house. You let it gain money on the deal, like we'll soon see. But v'yein marbim al amecher, when you sell something, then you're not allowed to gain on the deal, charge more money. Keitzad, what's the case? Hischele es chatzeroi. You want to rent out, let's say, your chotzer or your house. V'yomaloi, and you tell to the person that wants to rent it, that in meyachshav atonaisenli, if you're going to pay me the money right now for the whole year, hareyulucho b'yesasloyim l'shona. I'll rent it to you for the whole year for 10 sloyim. But the im shall chedish b'chedish, but if you're going to pay me every month, you give me monthly payments, then sell ala chedish. I'll have to charge you a sell of each month, which means I'll have to charge you 12 sloyim for the year. So the rocher is mutter, that's mutter. You're allowed to receive money, extra money, since he's going to pay you later on. And we'll see in the Gemara. Why? Because we hold schiris is mishtalemes el lepsoif. That really the demand, the payment is only at the end of the year. So the $12, that's the payment. Just you're making up with him, if he gives you the money right now, you'll give him a break, you'll give it to him cheaper. So that's not called ribis. But what about mocha lo yesodeyu? Let's say you sell your friend your field. The omaloy and the mocha tells the lekeach, listen, in meyach shavat anoysimli, if you give me the money right now, harei yishalacho b'yelav zuz, I'll charge you the price right now is 1,000 zuz. That's how much the price is of the field. But imle gerin, let's say you first want to pay me later on. The zman hagerin means it's the time when you pull off the produce that grows and you sell it and you get money from the field. If that's when you first want to pay me the money for the field, then bishnei mosa mona, I'll charge you 12 mona, which is 1,200 zuz. I'll charge you another 200 zuz. So ochr is also, this is also. By a mecher, it's also. And the Gemara says the reason is because when you sell a house or you sell a field, the price is supposed to be paid right now. At the time when you're selling it, that's when he's supposed to pay you the money. So therefore, when you say 1,000 zuz, that's the price of the field. If he first pays you later, the reason why you're charging him another 200 zuz, that's because aganoto. You're charging him because he's using your money. So that's an issa ribbis, therefore it's also. So now the Gemara explains, Maishna ratio, Maishna seifa. What's the difference? Why in the ratio do we say it's mutter? Or Maishna seifa, why in the seifa do we say it's also? So Gemara says, Rabbev, Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tavayu. They both say that tzchirus, when you rent something, when you have to pay for renting it, einem mishtalem esela b'seif. Mikra din, you only have to pay at the end. At the end of the year, that's what you have to pay for renting the house. Now, v'hai, kivon the lemote zimna lemigvei, since it did not come yet the time to collect the money, if so, lav aganotele, mishav yuhu. Therefore, if he charges you like 12 zuz, or zuz for each month, it's not considered like he's charging you interest. Toachi shavya, that's the worth, like that's the worth of the rental for this asada of this house. You first have to pay at the end of the year. At the end of the year, I want a zuz for each chodesh, so therefore you have to pay me 12 zuz. Just, but that he made it tonight, condition and said, listen, if you pay me the rent right now, I'll only charge you 10 slayim for the year. That's considered uzule huduko meizogabe. That's considered like he's making it cheap now. He's making a cheap price now. But that's not called ribis, because the real price is the seller for each chedish. You pay at the end of the year. Just if you want to pay at the beginning, I'll give it to you cheap. Sefer, the Sefer, the Mishnah, by his vini, by his sale, kivun the zvini nenu, since I'm selling you my soda, oh boy, the Mishko Dumei, meyachshav. Really, you have to pay me the money right now. Hilkach, therefore, the price is what you pay me right now. And if I say, if you pay me later on in the year, you're going to have to pay me more money, that's considered aganotalei hu. The reason why I'm charging you more money is because since you're holding on to the money, I'm charging you for holding on to the money. The also, and that's a mystery, is therefore it's also. The Rama Rav says, Doko Barabonin. Doko means Lashmashi says, Chipshu. The Rabbanon checked in and looked into this. Pai Mils and this halacha that we say now that Schirus is first Mishtalem at the end of the year. The Yukma Kro, they had like an Asanachta from a Posik. The Posik says in Vayikro, Ki Schirus Shona Bishona. That means Schirus Shal Shona Zu, Eina Mishtalemis, Ela Bishona Cheres. The rent of this year, you first have to pay at the beginning of next year. In other words, at the end of the year, you have to pay the rent for that year. Therefore, that's Shana Mishnah, that the real price is $12, the 12 zuz a year. Just if you pay me right now, I'll make it cheaper for you, that's Mutter. Now, V'yim L'Gur Mishnei Mosa Mona Osa. But the Sefer, the Mishnah says, if I sell you my soda, and I tell you if you first pay me up the money later, at the time of the Gerin, that's also, since I'm charging you more money, because you're holding on to the money. Omri of Nachman said, Tarsha Shori, that a business deal of Tarsha, it's Mutta. So Rashi learns, Tarsha means, Limcha Schoira Bihamtona, Biyoisa Midamea. I'm allowed to sell you some merchandise, and I know you're not going to pay me up right now. You'll first pay me in a few months, so I charge you a little bit more because you're paying me first later. So Rashi says, no, bovad shalla yufarish lo, you should not speak out clearly. In meyach shavareyu lo chobapokas. That if you pay me right now, it's only worth $10. And if you pay me up in a month, you have to pay me $11. That's also, you can't speak it out. Ela yimcha stam, just sell it stam. Bekach vekach b'yem pleni. Listen, you want to buy this object, and you first want to pay me in 3 months from now. So the price is $12. And you do not speak out and say, if you pay me right now, it's only $10. Therefore, since I'm only saying the price of later, that's mutter. Here there's no isaribis, because really it's not a loan, it's called derech nekach. So it'll only be an isar rabbanon, since you don't speak it out of ferish, there's no isar rabbanon. This Gemara says, "Eitzvei Rami Bar Chomer Rav Nachman." V'yamilon, some say, "Rav Ukva Bar Chomer Rav Nachman." It says, "V'yim Lagerim." It says now Mishnah that if you first want to pay me later on when the produce is sold, Pishnei Masamana, then I'll charge you 12 mana. Also, it's also to do. So here you see Tasha Tasa. So Gemara says, "No, Amalei Hosim in our Mishnah Ketzlo." There you say clearly that if you pay me right now, it's 10. If you pay me later, it's 12. So clearly the extra $2 like is because you're holding on to the money. But oh, here in the Tasha Rav Nachman, you do not say how much it is if you pay me right now. You only said take the schera, and you pay me in 3 months, the price is $12, therefore it's mutter. since you're not Kates, you did not speak out. If you pay me now, it'll only be 10. Now, Omer HaPapa, Papa said, Tarsha Didi Shari. His type of a business deal is also mutter. Mara says, my time, what's the reason? Now, Rav Papa used to sell beer. He used to make beer, and he would sell it. So Rashi says, he used to make beer from dates, and he would sell it at its sman of the cheaper price. Kishar Shanisan. He would sell it in Tishrei. Tishrei is a cheaper price, but he would sell it at Tishrei for the price of Nisan, the higher price. And Amamtin Leah Nisan. He would first wait and not collect the money until Nisan. But right now, the Lekech bought the beer off him in Tishrei. Really, right now, it should only be worth $10. And he's charging him now $12. And he tells him, you only have to pay me the money later in Nisan. So Papa thought to say, that's Mutter. So my time, why is it Mutter? So he says like this, Papa. Listen, my beer will not get spoiled. Like, really, I don't have to sell it right now in Tishrei. I could wait to sell it first in Nisan. And really,